Ladies and gentlemen, when I was 4 years old, an event occurred that changed my life. I became blind. When I became blind, I could have chosen to live a life in self-pity. I could have adopted the attitude that would have colored every day of my life with the question, why me? After I became blind, I could have adopted a life of limitation. I could have accepted the attitude that many people attempted to impose on me, that attitude of, I can't. You see, when I was growing up in my neighborhood, kids in the neighborhood wouldn't allow me to play the games they were playing. They would say, he can't, he's blind, he can't. When I applied to colleges, I applied to Yale. I applied to USC Law School after I graduated from Yale. And in both cases, the admissions committee had doubts about what I can do. Yale, for example, didn't even consider my application. They didn't reject me. They didn't consider the application because they said, you're blind. We don't think you can do it. And then when it came time for finding full-time work, I applied for a full-time job. Having worked in the summertime, I applied for a full-time job with the city attorney's office, with the district attorney's office, with the attorney general's office, and they all said, you're blind. We don't think that you'll be able to do it. But I didn't choose to live a life in self-pity or self-imposed limitations because I understood that this life is the only one I have, and I've got to make the best of it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can choose to let circumstances and events dictate the course of your life, but doing so, you miss a golden opportunity because this life is your opportunity to shape the world. And you'll shape it voluntarily or involuntarily. You can shape it negatively or positively. You can shape it consciously or unconsciously, because what you do and the attitude in which you do it shape your world. When you're at home rearing your children, you shape the world. When you're in your office, you shape the world. How can you ensure then that what you do will be meaningful? I want to share with you what I discovered about living a meaningful life. Four facets of meaningfulness: purpose, relationships, growth and development, principles, and ethics. I define in my book, The Soul's Mirror, motivation is the mind's ability to convince the body to act when inaction is preferred. Convincing yourself to act, all you have to do is be able to give yourself a compelling reason to act. And so I'm going to share with you these four facets of meaningful living that I believe will be those compelling reasons. Purpose. Every one of us in this room, without exception, has a purpose. And what a compelling reason that would be if you knew and understood what your purpose is. I believe that every one of us in this room has a purpose because I believe that we are no less significant to our universe than all other creation. And if a tree has a purpose, if the halibut swimming in the ocean has a purpose, if the eagle flying in the sky has a purpose, if the rain falling from the clouds has a purpose, then why not you and me have a purpose? And where we differ, however, is that for the sun, for example, or the clouds, for the apple tree, for example, their purpose is pre-programmed. They don't have a choice. But you've been given the choice as to whether you want to live your purpose. The question is, what are you going to choose? Two questions you ought to ask yourselves. What are my abilities? And how can I serve? What are my abilities? And how can I serve? And in asking and answering those questions, I believe that you help to discover your purpose and be motivated to live with purpose. Now, it's important that you ask, what are my abilities? And you make that judgment because others will think otherwise. I found that from personal experience. As I shared with you the doubts that people had about what I can do. And because I heard it so often, he can't, he can't, he can't, I was determined to prove I can.